Stop giving advice. And while you're at it, you might want to stop taking it as well. The topic of this podcast is advice, the giving and receiving of advice. And while many times it may have good intentions, a lot of times it's toxic. It's not useful. So I'm going to talk about why in this podcast. And I'm also going to talk about what to do instead, because I know that many of you want to be amazing mentors, amazing leaders, amazing teachers to your team and to other people in your lives. And also, I know that you want feedback. We all have a yearning for feedback. So how do you receive that in an empowering way? So stay tuned. Welcome to the People Stack podcast, where I share insights on how to upgrade your career as a technical leader. I'm Jen Funk. I am a career coach and co-CEO of the People Stack, along with my husband, Rob Allen. If you'd like to find out more about what we do here at the People Stack, please check out our free training at training.thepeoplestack.com. You're going to learn the four strategic and mindset shifts that our clients have used to command 300, 400, 500K plus salaries as tech leaders while living lives of abundance, freedom, and joy. And now, without further ado, please enjoy today's episode. Hello, hello from Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. We have made the transition from living in Hawaii. It has been an amazing experience. It was an amazing experience to have lived in Hawaii for 2 years. We'll never, ever, ever forget it. And we will be back. And all of the signs, both internal and external for me and Rob and our son, were pointing toward, yeah, it would be nice to say, but it's time to move on. It's time to move back to the East Coast, closer to family, closer to having access to many of the things that we didn't have access to on a remote island in the middle of the Pacific. And so we are making our way back to the Boston area. The Boston area is calling us yet again, and there must be something in the water there. For now, though, as kind of a launching pad in a transition zone, we are spending some time in the Myrtle Beach, South Carolina area, spending some time with family and with the pool. So I thought I'd give you all a view of that for those of you watching on YouTube, to enjoy the sparkling of the pool and the surroundings. So with all that, let's dive in. Advice: how to give it, how to receive it. These are questions that we get a lot from our clients. How do I give my team member this feedback, this advice? How do I tell them how to do something? How do I let them know they're not doing well? How do I let them know they're doing well? And then on the receiving end as well, I got this feedback, or I want to get this feedback. I want this advice. I crave this advice. So how do I put myself into a place and ask for the best feedback and receive the best feedback? So where I'm going to start from is from the premise of stop giving advice. And there's a little asterisk next to that, which is that it does depend on your definition of advice. And it also depends on your mastery of mentoring, your mastery of being a guide, a teacher, a coach, a mentor. Because as you master the fundamentals even more, even more, even more, then you're going to be able to give advice from a more empowering place. But it's kind of like, let's get the basics down first, and then let's master the fundamentals first, and then let's master the more advanced kinds of things. So what I'm basically saying is that giving advice is actually more of an advanced mentoring and teaching technique. But because it's because it's seemingly easy to do. That's where lots of people start. But I want to kind of flip the paradigm for you. It's to say there's a different place to start. There's other fundamentals to start with. And then if after you become a master, then you can give advice. And also same thing with receiving. I'm actually going to ask, again, just in the beginning, until you can master the receiving of feedback, the receiving of guidance, the receiving of coaching, stop receiving advice. Just for now. And then you can go from there and move into the advice realm. And you're going to do it from a more empowered place. So what do I mean by advice? Let's start from the giving advice stance. So the stop giving advice. It's from the mentoring stance, from the guiding stance, from the being a leader to your team stance. I want you to stop giving advice to your team. I want you to stop it right now. I'm going to tell you what to do instead. But first, let's be really clear what we mean by this and why it sucks. It sucks for you and it sucks for them. It is not mutually beneficial. So advice, otherwise known as feedback, otherwise known as, hey, can I tell you how to do this? Hey, can I give you my 2 cents? That's what I'm talking about here. What I'm really talking about is tactics and even strategy a little bit as well. So stop telling your team how to do things. Stop telling your team, follow this 5-step process. And stop telling your team members how they should live their lives. And then apply this to anyone else that you might be mentoring. Whether it's your kids, this can absolutely be applied to parenting as well. It can absolutely be applied to romantic relationships too. But I want you to stop the thing you do when you say, hey, can I give you a bit of advice? Especially when it's unsolicited. So that's number one, if we're really getting into the specifics here. Do not give advice. Do not give feedback. Do not, like, weigh in when it's not asked for or when you don't have permission to do so. So, and I know how hard this is. It's like, oh my God, someone's wrong on the internet. You're doing it wrong. Can I please give you an ounce of advice? Especially with your team, but also with your family members and others who you love as well. Just notice that urge to be like, I want to fix it. You're doing it wrong. And just let it happen. Let it happen. All this is to empower people. Stop disempowering the people you love by doing it for them or telling them what to do and treating them like robots. So whenever you have the urge to give feedback, to give advice, when it's not asked for, when you don't have permission, just take a deep breath. Put your hand on your heart if it helps. Go take a run if it helps. Right? You know, distract yourself with something else and repeat to yourself, I'm empowering them, I'm empowering them, I'm empowering them. Now, of course, there's exceptions. Of course, there's always exceptions. If someone is in mortal danger, if someone is about to hurt themselves, especially physically, because that's more obvious, psychologically as well, although, again, that's a level of mastery. You don't always know when someone is hurting themselves psychologically or emotionally. But if someone is about to, like, do something really stupid physically, yeah. Like, obviously, that's one of the exceptions. You know, don't, like, please take what's useful in any advice. Like, this is me giving you advice, right? That's kind of the irony here. So in any advice, in any guidance that you receive, take what's useful, leave the rest without judgment, because some of that advice may be useful to you in the future. So I'm not treating you like a robot. I'm treating you like a human who is going to ingest this, is going to let this marinate and use it for yourself. So don't think that these are hard and fast rules, but do let it resonate with you. Like, how many times have you said, oh man, can I give you an ounce of advice here? I know you didn't ask for it, but... And how useful was that? It just fed your ego and was probably useless to the other person. And actually, it was probably just for you. Whenever someone gives you unsolicited advice, that advice is not for you. It's for them. Hey, can I give you an ounce of advice? I think you really need to speak more clearly because I can't understand you. If that's the only person who's ever told you that, there's no pattern there. And it's not something that you're wanting to work on. That advice is for them. In other words, turn it around. What they're telling themselves is, I need to listen more carefully. So anyway, getting back to the stop giving advice. Stop giving advice when it's not asked for. And also, even when it is asked for. And what I would say is, especially when it's asked for. Hey, boss, I can use your help. Hey, boss, I'd love your guidance on this. Or you ask the question like, you know, hey, badass team member, here's what I want you to do. And here's the desired outcome of this project. Go for it. Would you like my advice? Would you like some context here from what I've learned? Yeah, absolutely. I'd love it. You don't want to go into the details. In other words, don't go into the tactics. Go into the strategy and the shifts. Talk more big picture. So let me think of an example here. Bear with me for one moment. I didn't have one front of mind, but I just gotta do some digging here. So let's say, all right. So let's say there's a team member that you put on a project and this person is in charge of the project and you're overseeing it. And there's a particularly, let's just say, difficult person on the team that your team member now needs to deal with, like a counterpart or somebody that works at another organization. Very common, right? You know, the work that we do, I'm laughing because, like, of course it's common. The work that we do is about collaborating with other people, and often collaborating with people with personality styles that might clash with ours, or that might be, or people that might be labeled as difficult, right? So let's just say this is a person who has been labeled as difficult that your team member now needs to interact with, or that, you know, this, that your team member has had difficulty interacting with this person in the past because their personalities clash too much. You know, let's say your team member is a little bit more reserved, a little bit more thoughtful, a little bit more soft-spoken, and might take a little bit longer to really grok things and really wants to grok things. Versus this team member that your this counterpart that your team member needs to interact with as part of the team now is basically the opposite. Is like a shoot from the hip, ready, fire, aim. The concept of grokking just completely over their head. Like, it's just like, go, go, go. They're loud. They're boisterous. They're like, they're determined. They're maybe what people might consider a type A personality or a high D on the disc. So, and this team member is like, yeah, I could use some advice. I'd love some guidance on interacting. On interacting with this particular type A team member. Okay, great. What you're not going to do is say, yeah, this is what you do. This is what you do. This is what's worked for me in the past. When they come up to you, just basically don't say anything. Don't say anything, and I just want you to listen, and smile and nod and just ask questions and let them talk. And have in your mind, like, here's the information that I want to get. Here's the desired outcome of the conversation. Just have that in your mind and basically only speak those words and let them do their thing. And that's how you want to deal with them. Thanks for giving me this quick moment for our sponsor, Coverage Cat. We're very intentional about who we allow to sponsor the People Stack podcast. And when I connected with the folks at Coverage Cat, I quickly learned that they are an excellent fit as a sponsor. If you live in Washington, California, Texas, New York, or Florida, Coverage Cab is a free concierge service that will help you find the best price and coverage for your umbrella, car, home, and renter's insurance. And yes, loyal Tech Leader audience, we know that most of you need insurance, whether it's umbrella or other insurance to protect your wealth. We know how annoying dealing with insurance companies can be, so we love how Coverage Cat is making this process super easy. Fill out one form, and they compare across dozens of carriers to find you the best coverage and price while you skip the spam and sales calls. Get your free optimized insurance quote today at coveragecat.com. Good advice or bad advice? Well, it might be good advice, but it might not be. Here's a couple of the reasons why it's unhelpful advice. And that's a better way of framing this. Is it helpful or is it not helpful? It's unhelpful because it gets too much into the tactics. It gets too much into the do this, say this, don't do this, don't say this. It's too much in the weeds, too much into the how. It's also potentially bad advice because it may not work, right? Like, it's actually, even if we were to agree with the premise of that advice, is that actually a good premise, is the question. Maybe, maybe not. Maybe parts of it are, maybe parts of it aren't. So here's what you want to do instead. Here's what it might look like. And this is about the premise. It's about, you want to get to the premise of the advice, of the how advice. You want to get to the strategy, to the why, to the strategic shift, to the mindset shift, perspective shift that you want that person to make. Because then what you're doing is you're empowering them. Again, that advice is disempowering that person because you're basically treating them like a robot. You can program a robot to do what you just said. If you could program an AI to do the advice, to give the feedback that you just said, then it's disempowering. And it's like, why do you have a human in front of you? Why don't you just go have a robot do it? So you want to empower them with the why, with the strategy, with the premise, with the shift, and help them get to the how. Empower them to get to their own how. Because there's lots of ways to skin a cat. There's lots of ways to deal with a type A personality. There's no one right or wrong way. So what your feedback advice, what I like to call guidance, because I think guidance resonates more with me because the implication is that it's more about overarching shifts and strategies, and let's take a step back here. Like, you might even want to, like, get your body into this. When a team member asks for feedback, advice, guidance, or when they're open to that, like maybe you've asked them the question, are you open to guidance? And they say yes. What you might actually want to do, all right, is like take a deep breath and take a step back and lean back, you know, cross your legs and be like, all right, you know, pretend you're grabbing a sip of something. Your coffee or your tea or whatever, and be like, all right, here's the deal. So, like, your body, your mind, and your spirit are all taking a step back, if that's helpful to you. Again, the premise here is we want to take a step back. Notice how I talked about the strategy and then the tactics first, a little bit meta there. In the advice on the advice, I am using this strategy that I am giving you. So here's what you do. Or it's one way that you can do it. Notice the language that I'm using here. This is not exactly what you need to do. This is not the only right way. This is my guidance on it. Here's the big shift. This is what you want to say. Here's the big shift I want you to make. They're human too. Do you agree with that? Do you agree that Bob is a human too? as high D, as like boisterous and too loud, or whatever you might label him as, do you agree that Bob is a human too? Yeah. Great. And Bob has needs. Bob has wants. Bob has desires. Bob deserves to be heard. Do you agree? Yeah, I do. So what I found is that whoever it might be, whether it's Bob or Angel or Ravi or Angelica or whoever it is that you're approaching on the team, when you approach them with compassion and curiosity, you really can't lose. Does that make sense to you? Yeah. Well, what do you mean by compassion and curiosity? Well, you basically go into the conversation getting rid of the premise of right and wrong, getting rid of the idea that you're right and they're wrong. Instead, say, what can I learn from you? What can I learn from you? And I remember that they're human too, and I don't assume to know what 99% of their life is like. I don't assume to know why they are who they are. I love them who they are. And one thing that I sometimes do, especially if it's someone that often like might rub me the wrong way, I think before I even go into a conversation with them, I think about one thing that I really love about that person. It's whatever it is. Oh, I love that Bob is from Boston. I love that I can talk to Bob for hours on end about Boston. And he will if I let him. So is this making sense? Yeah, I think it is. So how are you going to approach him about this particular project? So, end example. So, you see how it's a conversation. And you see how it's about high-level ideas, high-level strategies, high-level tactics, high-level perspective shifts. With a little bit of, and here's how you might do this, just so that you can catch what I'm pitching. What do I mean by compassion? It means that I find something to love about them. What do I mean by curiosity? It means that I approach the conversation wanting to learn something from them because everybody has something to teach me. Okay, got it. And you just start with that. By the way, that's how you deal with them. Again, multiple layers of this podcast going on here. You're probably going to want to listen to it multiple times. So, that's how you, quote unquote, give advice. And it's not really giving advice, is it? It's empowering. It's empowering someone. Now, basically, how you receive feedback is the same way. If someone starts to micromanage you, if someone starts to give you advice and get too tactical and practical when all you really want is like the overarching, okay, just give me that overarching big picture, how do I deal with this, and then I'll figure out the rest, please. And that's what you should be looking for, by the way. Don't let anyone treat you like a robot, is what I'm saying. You're badass. You can figure it out. And what's better is if you actually do figure it out on your own, figure out the how on your own. And if you need some tidbits, I'm hesitating to use the word advice, some guidance, some breadcrumbs to point you in the direction. It's like, okay, all right, can you just let me know like a few of the hows, like a few of the things of how you would do it? Okay, cool. That'll get the flywheel started, and then you can keep it spinning from there. But don't let anyone treat you like a robot. Don't let anyone give you advice. Don't let anyone tell you what to do. And if they start to, again, sort of going into this sort of multiple layers mode of, yes, I'm giving advice here, but this is also how you approach it. It's also a way to receive the advice. The shift here, it's basically the same thing. It's curiosity and compassion. The thing that I might add here is keep up your boundaries. Don't let them do it. Don't receive it. No one can do anything to you unless you give them permission. No one can insult you unless you give them permission to. You can call me a bitch. You can call me an asshole. You can call me whatever it is you want to call me. All right. Great. I hear you. I appreciate that. So can we get back on track now? It's like bounces right off of me. So that's an extreme example. So of course it's easy if someone starts saying, all right, so this is how you're going to do it. Step one is this. Step two is this. Step three is this. Okay, I got it. Thanks for the details there. I'd actually love to go more general. What's the premise of 1, 2, and 3? What I'm hearing, let me see if I can get this right. If I were to read between the lines, the premise of 1, 2, and 3 is that blah, 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 blah. Right? Is that really the overarching strategy you're talking about here that has worked the best for you in the past? Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. And da, 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 da. Now you've opened a conversation that's more about the big picture as opposed to trying to micromanage each other and trying to make each other right or wrong. Stop playing the right or wrong game is another strategy here. So, stop giving advice, stop receiving advice, and instead empower others and empower yourself. That's the game. Claim your personal power, your personal sovereignty, and help others to do the same. It's ultimately, that's what's the best for everyone. It's going to take some time. Give yourself some grace. If you're in the habit, this is just a habit of communication where you're giving advice and focusing on the how, give yourself some grace, give yourself some time to transition out of that into more big picture thinking, big picture talking, thinking about outcomes, thinking about results, thinking about overarching strategy, really zooming out further. As long as you set the intention to do that, it's going to happen. Might it take some time? Yeah, absolutely. Advice is disempowering. Strategy and big picture guidance, that's empowering. That's what I want you to do. And for many of you, this may be the one thing that you want to work on and you need more help with it. Or it may be, maybe it's one of the things, but you're not sure and you want help with it. Or it's like one of the many things. And you have so many more questions. You're like, oh my gosh, that's some great advice. Thank you. You're welcome. On, you know, mentoring and dealing with difficult people and et cetera, et cetera. But what about this kind of communication? What about this kind of communication? What about these kinds of situations? What about with my family? What about with my boss? What about asking for a raise? What about in this kind of context? And you have a ton of other questions and you're open to coaching. You're open to that guidance. You're open to that feedback. That's really, by the way, one of the number one reasons why our clients are so gosh darn successful is because they're open to coaching. So yes, we're able to give advice and feedback and coaching because they're open to it. They're asking for it. They're an empty cup. So if you're an empty cup and you want help and you want to find out if it's a fit to work together, the best way to do that is to book a call with us, thepeoplestack.com/book. If you want to get married, you got to go on a date first. That's all I'm saying. So let's go on that first date together, find out if it's a fit. And then if you'd like to continue the relationship and we're 100% confident that we can help you, we're going to talk about what it's going to look like. And even if it's not a fit, even if it's like, you know what, let's just stay friends. That's cool too. You're still going to get a ton of clarity out of this conversation. You have to be open to coaching. You have to be ready for transformation. So thepeoplestack.com/book/BOOK is the way to reach out to us to get that career clarity call on your calendar and to begin to continue the journey of creating your dream career with all of the tactics and all of the strategies and all the mindset and strategic shifts that come along with it and all of the identity upgrades and becoming the best version of you that comes along with it. Let's empower one another, my friends. Let's stop giving advice. Let's stop assuming that people don't know. Let's stop assuming that people are wrong. And let's lift each other up. All right, folks. Take care. Still going to do the aloha. You could take the girl out of Hawaii, but you can't take the Hawaii out of the girl. All right. Aloha, my friends. Take care. And that wraps up another episode of the People Stack podcast. Thanks for listening and for supporting our mission. We are all helping to positively transform the tech world, one tech leader at a time. I have so much gratitude for all of you, for our badass clients, our loyal listeners, every one of you who we've worked with. And I have to give a special shout out to my husband, Rob Allen. He's my co-CEO, the love of my life, PeopleStack Client Zero, and it is such a fun ride, finding new, ridiculously unreasonable levels of prosperity, joy, and fun with him every single day. And a quick thank you to Ketza for creating the catchy, inspiring theme music that we get to use in our podcast. We love each and every one of you. Big, big hugs. Aloha and mahalo.